Ralph Dungan on 9-1.
Neither Kern or Meany can make Wednesday.
Oh, hell.
But that's, I don't think this is a problem. The ComSat, under the law, has to have a meeting within a week of their stockholders meeting, but what they'll do is hold it and then adjourn it for another week when I'm sure we can get Kerr and Meany in. Kerr certainly can, and Meany. Well, Kerr's got his Board of Regents meeting starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Meany has some New York appointments, including a television appearance, which he can't get out of, he says. So I don't, but I, there's no problem with this as far as Welsh is concerned. They'll just...
Did Welsh say he could work it out the second Monday?
That one is up to the board, Mr. President, and he doesn't see any reason at all why that can't be worked out.
That's what I want to say.
And,
If I send you down to Chile, who are you going to get to be my personnel officer? I'm not going to let you go till November.
Well, that's very nice of you to even say it, Mr. President. I don't know.
I understand that's what you want. I want you to have anything you want that I can give you that without firing some cabinet officer or something. I think you're entitled to the best, and tell me. I haven't talked to Tom Mann yet. I've got to get his approval. I don't want you all to be... I don't want to force him to do something.
No, definitely not. As a matter of fact, before...
I've asked Russ to talk to him.
Before we even decide on it, I'd like to talk to you just for a minute about it, as a personal matter.
All right, well, you better be thinking, though, about...
Successor.
I want to talk to Walter about it, see if y'all can find something outstanding. I'd like to get... Maybe you might talk to McNamara, see if we can get someone...
As a matter of fact, he's got some talent over there that's damn good at this.
We might try to get some outstanding personnel officer. I have a desire to have the greatest personnel that we ever had. I just want to get the most competent personnel.
Right.
I think that man can determine it and bring it in.
I agree with you. I would, if I may say so, I'd stay away from personnel types. What you really need more than anything else, Mr. President, is someone who people recognize as close to you and in whom you enjoy full confidence, because that's the key to this place, is the guy here being able to talk for you, and, you know, because that's what gets people into the government, is a relationship, a feeling of relationship to the president, and a guy who can, you know, has a sense for the horse flesh. We're going to try to do this a little more scientifically than we've been doing in the last 4 years, because we're getting too damn big now. We've got to put it on a machine, really. We can't remember everybody. We're working with IBM right now on that. But I will look for a guy, and with Walter.
Oh, this start. You got any real outstanding person in government?
Well, there's a hell of a guy, I'll tell you, over that's working for Bob McNamara now, a fellow by the name of Joe Califano, who I think's terrific. He's a lawyer by training, but he's doing a lot of this stuff for McNamara. He'd shoot me for even suggesting. But there are a couple of bright fellows over there. But more important, I would like to go over with Walter people that you all know, because it's awfully that's a critical part of it, is you're having a sense that this guy's all the way for you. He can pick up the professional aspect of it. That's not tough, if it is professional.
Okay, you talk about it. We'll get in together.
All right, sir.